Okay, is it easier playing against New England, having played for them?
I don't think so. I think the preparation is pretty much the same for each opponent. You know, we're not taking nobody lightly. But, you know, I was familiar with a couple of those guys out there, but I wouldn't say it was easy.
What did Coach Belichick say while shaking your hand yesterday?
Yeah, he just, you know, pretty much wished me luck. I mean, you know, my time over there in New England, you know, we pretty much had a good relationship. And I think he just, you know, pretty much wished me well. You know, you never want to see a guy go down. I think he pretty much giving me well wishes and, you know, just letting me know that he's praying for me.
Yeah, he seems like a class act.
Yeah.
Well, what was your reaction to the coin toss yesterday on overtime?
I actually didn't pay no attention to actually when it happened, man. I actually saw everybody making a big deal out of it, but at first I didn't pay no attention.
No. Your breakout game for the Jets was, in my opinion, the Cowboy game 2 weeks ago. You caught a 43-yard pass to set up the game-winning field goal. Marshall gave you the title of making the play of the night. He wanted no credit. He gave it all to you. Being such an impactful player now, how does having you in during a season change the offense and defensive coverage of it, especially versus the Bills coming up?
I don't know. I mean, pretty much, you know, just me being a new face and, you know, something that they're pretty much not familiar with, I think is actually, you know, give the other teams, you know, something to look at. And, you know, I'm just trying to just get better every day, get better each game, and, you know, hopefully I can keep this thing going.
Your role for Sunday, this is a huge game, winning in. I've been a Jet fan all my life. This is exciting. What's your role, and how do you like our chances?
You know, I love our chances. You know, it starts in practice. So,
right.
You know, we're going to try to, you know, make sure that we put together a great week of practice and hopefully roll over on Sunday. And, you know, while for me, you know, I'm just trying to make sure I'm on top of things that I need to be on top of, and making sure that I'm sharp and making sure that I'm doing what my team actually would do.
Yeah, I heard just in the interview before saying perfect practice makes perfect. I'm a coach. That's a huge thing I try to preach to my kids. Coach Bowles, he does a good job in enforcing that in the practice regimen.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, you never want to, you know, have bad practices and go through the week having bad practices and expecting to win.
Right.
You know, a lot of people, you know, go by the phrase that practice makes perfect, but, you know, we go by, you know, perfect practice makes perfect. Anybody can just practice, go through the motions, just, you know, get through the hours. But,
right.
You know, you got to be perfect out there, and that's what we're trying to do each and every day.
Great. When you went down yesterday, we were all a little nervous. We were holding our breath, but everything's good. You're all okay?
Everything's good. I'll be ready to go.
All right. Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck, and good luck into the postseason.
Yeah,